Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly podcast. I'm Jess, your host and your favorite female empowerment coach. This is a safe space to speak about all things on mindset, relationships, business, sex, money, and life experiences. Get comfortable, get ready, and let's go. Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly podcast. How are we going? We've got a business-based podcast that I want to share today because I was recording some TikToks and I did a couple of business-based ones and I was starting to think about my path of being a business owner and being in a business mindset and the things that not necessarily I would change. And even if you don't have your own business, why I recommend to continue to listen to this is because some of these mindset shifts are really beneficial just for overall. Even if you are in a career and you're wanting a promotion or you're wanting to move up, you're wanting to create more abundance, more overflow in your life, this could be very beneficial. But I was really just thinking about the trajectory of my current business, where I'm at, my mindset. And like I was saying, it's not necessarily things I would change because I do believe that everything happens in perfect divine timing, but it's definitely things that maybe I could have learned a little bit quicker, or maybe I learned this as I hired mentors and I hired coaches, but definitely things now, if wherever you're at in business, whether you're in the first 3 months, maybe you're on your eighth year of business, this is going to be applicable and help you. And there's going to be something for everyone. And I just really want to smash out this episode because I think it's just like a quick little business mindset pep talk. So the first mindset that I find very beneficial for you to step into, this could be more beneficial for newbies, but I have worked with women that have been years in business and still don't adopt this mindset, which is content is king. If you want, the way that I break it down to all of my clients who I do business strategy with, if you want to make sales, you need to have traffic. To have traffic, you need to have eyes on you and your stuff and your products and your services. To have eyes on your products and services and you, what do you need? You need content. Content is king. I definitely could have prioritized it a little bit more at the beginning of my business. It doesn't mean I didn't. I have been smashing out content. I was going to say smashing out business. I've been smashing out content for a very, very long time over Instagram, over on TikTok, now on YouTube. My podcast, of course, has been a form of content, but definitely, this is one of the most important business mindset shifts that you can make when it comes to creating a long-term business, to creating sales, because at the end of the day, you are in a business to make sales, to make money. This is one of the driving factors. It shouldn't be your only driving factor. And if it is, it's probably something that's going to keep you very stagnant. That's like another kind of mindset shift, but it is one of the things, content and stepping into the facts. Like, I had this mindset shift only like a year and a half ago that I am, yes, first a business owner and a coach and a mentor, but I am second a content creator. And it's really, really surprising to me. I say this as someone who's only really stepped into the shift the past year and a half, but it is really surprising to me now how many business owners don't want to admit that they're content creators, that refuse to adopt that label, that refuse to step into that identity. And I was only making it harder for myself by kind of ignoring the fact or embracing the fact that I am, in fact, a content creator. So that first mindset shift is, how can you start to see yourself as a content creator? You're here to make an impact on people. You're here to service people. It doesn't matter if you're a coach or mentor. It doesn't matter if you have a product that you are selling, whether it is a skincare item or whether it is a wallpaper printable thing you sell on Etsy. You are here to impact people. You are here to give value and to be able to do that and to generate traffic and eyes on you to generate sales. You need to prioritize content. So really shifting into the fact that you are a content creator. Mindset shift number two, I'm just looking at my phone notes. I have five mindset shifts. So number two is sales is your friend. One of the best things that I ever did at the start of my business is like the first 2 years at least, I was doing sales calls all the time. Am I opposed to them now? Absolutely not. I think it's fucking ridiculous. There are so many coaches in the industry who will say that I would never take a sales call, or if you're not going to sign up when I'm talking to you in the DMs, then you're not my type of client. I actually think it's ridiculous. There is so many, and if you're a newbie to business, maybe you don't realize this as much, but being in the industry for a long time now, I have seen a lot, and the conversations around sales conversations and sales calls is just, it blows my mind sometimes that there are women out there selling high ticket packages, even a low ticket. If you can't have a conversation with a potential client, then why do you have a business? Because being part of a business owner means that you are here to be a salesperson as well. If you have the mindset that sales is icky, then you definitely need to dissolve that. That is a limiting belief that you need to work through. I do also offer business strategy containers. If you go to the link in my bio on Instagram at Jess Pennelly, you can sign up for a 2 week expansion. I'm just about to start a brand new one based on business strategy with a client, which I'm super excited. I've been doing a few this year, which is kind of like why I'm in this like business mindset of sharing this, because these are the things that I continuously see pop up. So if you're listening, newbie, or you are a couple of years in and you want to this 2 week expansion, it's link in bio, like I said, we can cover business strategy. You get two calls with me, you get 2 weeks of Voxer, and we dive deep. Beforehand, I get you to fill out a Google form where it's a lot of depth. Like it's not going to take you 2 minutes to fill out it. You need to sit down because I want to see where you're at and why you're not making the progress you want to do, or like what's the next up level for you. So if you're listening to this and the rest of this podcast episode, you're definitely going to love that. Otherwise, what I can suggest is come and apply for Womastery Mastermind, Woman Mastery Mastermind. It's a 4 month mastermind. It's all about elevating your success and your fulfillment in your career or business, your wealth and your relationships through subconscious reprogramming. We go through the three phases. Number one, subconscious reprogramming your limiting beliefs, dissolving the ones that do not benefit you. Number two is identity shifting, the embodiment. How do we step into the person we desire to be? And number three, the regulation. Are you regulating your nervous system to be in an expansive capacity to welcome more, to feel more? A lot of women in business, what I see is they get really, really scared that they're going to fail and not maintain where they're currently at, because they're not regulating their nervous system to a new capacity. And I have half and half. I have career women in the mastermind plus business women. And you get not only mastermind group access to me, you also get one-on-one support. So there's two options for you to be supported when it comes to your business, when it comes to your mindset. But as I was saying, sales needs to become your friend. If you are showing up in your story, or you have a call to action, like link and buy, whatever it may be, and you feel icky, that is only going to like detract. Like it's going to take away from being able to bring in any more sales. And it's something that I definitely felt at the start of my business, like, oh my God, I feel like this sleazy car salesman, like selling on my story. You need to be unapologetic about selling. You need to show up, and the people that unfollow you, or the people that are like, oh my God, you sell all the time, they're not your people. And the quicker that you embrace that, the easier you're going to make your life. And so remember that selling, being a great sales master is your friend, and practice it. Practice it through sales calls. Practice it through conversations in the DMs. Practice it with just conversing all the time, showing up in your story, getting better at it. Like sales means you need to practice how you are selling, and to learn buyer psychology, and to be able to understand how to sell to people, understand objections. The reason why I am such a good salesperson now and I can step into the authority of selling is because I've experienced so many rejections over the past few, my whole entire business career. Even when I was a personal trainer, I would have to sell to people to come and work with me. But you don't get better unless you're getting those rejections and you're extracting the feedback from that. So sales is your friend. And by the way, if you're watching here on YouTube and you have been watching all of my podcast episodes, or maybe this is the first one, I would appreciate you if you could hit the subscribe button and give this a thumbs up. It means so much to my channel. And if you were listening on your hot girl walk, on your drive to work, wherever you're at, I would love, love, love if you could give the podcast a 5-star review. I am just connecting with so many of you all across the globe, and it just means so much to me. I'm loving it and I appreciate all of you. But let's move on to number three. Like I said, I want to smash this out. I want to give you these little mindset drops so you can go and implement them straight away. Number three, expansion will benefit you more than doing something from restriction or constriction. So if you are about to sell on your story, but you are in the vibration, like the whole day you're like, selling is hard, or no one's buying my program, or I hate my life, I'm poor, everything's expensive, the economy sh is shit. And then you go up on your story and you're like, come join my program, like I'm teaching this, blah, blah, blah. Like you are coming from a place of constriction. Like your nervous system is restricted right now. It's constricted. It's not serving you. And so you're showing up, like people read energy. People buy into energy. Yes, there's many other things that goes behind marketing strategy and buyer psychology and marketing psychology, but people can read your energy. I can be in the shittest energy and I can do a sales story and it will be like in depth and I'm giving all the details and I'm doing a training and it will flop. Or it won't get engagement, or it won't get inquiries, versus I can do a 30-second reel or TikTok, and I can be in the highest vibration. I can feel really, really good. I'm coming from expansion. I'm coming from overflow and wanting to serve. And 30 seconds, and it barely says anything, but I've got the energy behind it. It's going to attract a lot more people into my world, people to buy, people to inquire. So one, and I learned this took me a long time to learn, longer than I like to admit, but you want to do things from overflow and expansion, not things from constriction. If you were constantly operating like, I gotta get up that reel because I gotta make that sale and I gotta, show up every day, like that's just like, oh, it feels icky. It's not good. It's not a good energetic vibration. Remember, everything is energy. You're not going to vibrate on the same frequency of your ideal clients in the form of constriction. So you need to get into that overflow, whatever, and this is one thing I teach in phase three of the nervous system regulation of Woo Mastery Mastermind, is getting into the overflow. Easiest ways that I can give you now is number one, EFT tapping. Number two, just shaking your body somatically, being able to step into a somatic practice like shaking, like dancing. And you're probably like, what do you mean shake? Quite literally, get up and shake your body, change your state, dance, sing, get some vitamin D, go for a walk, change your state into expansion, into overflow before you were showing up energetically in your business, before you're showing up to sell, before you're posting that piece of content. I know it seems like something so trivial, but it will make the world of a difference. Number four, busy does not mean productive. Productivity moves the needle. Like things that are actually driving the needle, that is productivity. Just because you're busy and your to-do list is like 17 pages long does not mean that you are productive. And you've probably experienced this in your business where you feel like you've done so much. And then you get to the end of the day and you look back and it's like, what have I actually done? Like, what have I actually achieved? How have I moved the needle? You will gain profit in your business when you are actually doing things to move the needle. And this is something I work specifically on either in the mastermind, if you have a business, or my business strategy. It's like, okay, so what are the things that move the needle? What are the productive things? You can have a more productive moving the needle 3 hours rather than having a busy 8 hours, 12 hours, 15 hours. Trust me, I've been there. Are there going to be seasons in your business where, yeah, you're on a laptop and you're like creating for 12 hours straight? Of course, there are going to be moments like that. But if that's you every single day, I don't care again whether you've been in business 1 month or whether you've been in business 10 years, it's not a productive way to do things. So instead of thinking busy, think, how can I be productive so I can get to the end of the day and I've moved the needle? I've moved the needle in nurturing my audience, in attracting a new audience, in converting my audience. Not, okay, I've like spent 5 hours on Canva making a post, or, I took 3 hours to think of a podcast name, and then I did some B-roll that took me another 2 hours because I was trying to do my makeup right and I was trying to make the scent. Like, that's just a waste of 8 hours. That's not moving the needles. The women that I see gain the most success are the one that the gap between where they are and where they want to be in business and moving the needle, like they streamline it. They take action straight away. They implement straight away. Busy does not equal productive. Productivity is the thing that's going to move the needle. And then my last mindset shift that I'm going to give to you in this like speed fire quick podcast episode is, comparison is going to be the biggest detriment to your progress. Mute, unfollow, block. I don't care what you have to do. If you are consuming a coach for inspiration, or you're consuming and you find yourself comparing, you find yourself feeling shit, that is going to waver your ability to show up and lead in your business. That is going to be a detriment to your progress, to the way that you feel about yourself, to how you identify yourself as a coach, as a business owner online. The best thing that I do when I start to find myself feeling like this, when I'm consuming another coach's content, is to unfollow them, is to mute them. Doesn't mean they're a bad person. Doesn't mean they're doing anything. They're living in their authentic self. They're doing whatever, but it does not serve you. Stay in your own lane and just focus on what you need to do. It's really, really easy. And I could probably do like a part two to this podcast episode. So definitely let me know if you want a part two. But it is really, really easy to like see the shiny objects, or to see the trends, or to see that something is working for one coach or one product service provider and think, how can I implement that? How can I do that? I need to do that. And then you feel so disconnected and you feel like you're not making any progress and you feel shit every time you show up. You feel like it's not good enough. Mute, block, unfollow whatever you need to do, anyone that is being a detriment to your progress. And you need to be really, really honest about yourself, about this to yourself. And I promise you, the quicker you can get to being honest with yourself, the quicker that you can have a clearer head. You can create more space and more clarity in your business and the way that you are showing up every day, the way that your productivity rolls. So these are the five different mindset shifts that have really helped me in business, that really help my clients. I thought I just unplugged my microphone. I might have accidentally. No, it's still on. But these are the mindset shifts that have really helped myself and my clients, and things that I want you to actually go and implement. You know, in this podcast that I give you things that I want you to implement now, not just get a dopamine hit and feel really good that you've listened to a piece of content. Like, go and action and think, what can I change from this? What has really resonated with me? And like I said, if you love this, I could probably do another episode or two. I'm not gonna lie, like quick rapid fire around business mindsets. Again, whether you're a newbie or whether you've been in business 5 years. So let me know in the comments here on YouTube, or if you're listening, slide into my DMs at Jess Pennelly. But I appreciate all of you, and I'm going to see you in the next podcast episode. Bye.